Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Friday the 24th of November. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we reflect on Jesus' compassion and willingness to be interrupted by those in need. As his followers, we are called to do the same. For the last time this week, I invite you to turn to our passage, Matthew chapter 9 and verses 27 to 38. Jesus heals the blind. After Jesus left the girl's home, two blind men followed along behind him, shouting, "Son of David, have mercy on us." They went right into the house where he was staying, and Jesus asked them, "Do you believe I can make you see?" "Yes, Lord," they told him, "we do." Then he touched their eyes and said, "Because of your faith, it will happen." Then their eyes were opened and they could see. Jesus sternly warned them, "Don't tell anyone about this." But instead they went out and spread his fame all over the region. When they left, a demon-possessed man who couldn't speak was brought to Jesus. So Jesus cast out the demon, and then the man began to speak. The crowds were amazed. "Nothing like this has ever happened in Israel," they exclaimed. But the Pharisees said, "He can cast out demons because he is empowered by the prince of demons." Jesus travelled through all the towns and villages of that area, teaching in the synagogues and announcing the good news about the kingdom. And he healed every kind of disease and illness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were confused and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. He said to his disciples, "The harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord who is in charge of the harvest. Ask him to send more workers into his fields." Amen. Jesus calls us to follow him, not as mere spectators, but as active participants in his mission of love and compassion. In Matthew chapter 9, we see Jesus demonstrating his authority and power through healing the blind, the mute, and the paralyzed. He doesn't force anyone to follow him, but he extends an invitation to all. As we read this passage, we are reminded that Jesus doesn't draft us into his service, nor does he coerce us into following him. Instead, he invites us to join him willingly and wholeheartedly. He calls us to imitate his ways of sacrifice and service, just as he selflessly gave himself for the sake of others. Jesus' call to follow him is not limited to a select few. It is an open invitation for all people, regardless of their background or social status. Everyone is called to choose to follow Jesus. He calls the blind, the mute, and the paralyzed, those who are often marginalized and overlooked by society. He calls us to show compassion to those around us, to reach out to the hurting and broken, and to be agents of healing and restoration. Our response to Jesus' call is a personal choice. Will we choose to follow Jesus in his mission of love and compassion? Will we be willing to sacrifice our own comfort and convenience for the sake of others? Will we imitate his selflessness and servant-heartedness? Reflecting on Matthew chapter 9, we are confronted with the question, what is our response to Jesus' call? Will we choose to follow Jesus? Are we willing to step out in faith and follow him, embracing a life of sacrifice and service? Let us prayerfully consider how we can imitate Jesus' ways in our daily lives and make a difference in the lives of those around us. As you think about these thoughts today, this reflection question may help you. Are you willing to choose to follow Jesus today? And if so, then what acts of service or sacrifice will you do for him during your day? I hope to see you again soon for some more Battle Drill Daily Devotionals. But in the meantime, may God bless you.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.